From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a shaky ceasefire is holding in Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, though, says three people have been killed since the U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire took effect. Violence has decreased, though, significantly in the region. Russia says the Syrian army is pulling back from a key highway that the United Nations plans to use for delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. The White House Thursday blamed the army for preventing aid from reaching people in need. The Russian Defense Ministry accuses the U.S. of failing to rein in rebels near the highway. Meanwhile, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to endorse the ceasefire agreement. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for the post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks the crisis of its very existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel says EU leaders must show that they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and tasks they face. The Philippines' top diplomat told a Washington think tank Thursday his government is committed to its long-term alliance with the U.S., but that it will not be lectured on human rights and treated like, quoting now, the Little Brown Brothers of America. Philippine Foreign Minister Perfecto Yasay called for mutual respect between the two countries. His plea came a week after relations were strained when Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte warned U.S. President Barack Obama not to question him about extrajudicial killings and called him the son of a whore. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton returned to the campaign trail Thursday for the first time after being laid low all week with pneumonia. She spoke Thursday to an audience in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail. As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Her opponent, Republican Donald Trump, spoke to the Economic Club of New York Thursday, where he outlined his vision for managing the nation's economy.
My plan will embrace the truth that people flourish under a minimum government burden and will tap into the incredible unrealized potential of our workers and their dreams.
Trump also appeared on a television talk show where he presented a letter from his doctors proclaiming him to be healthy. A New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters gives Clinton a 46-44% lead over Trump, but the same poll says if two minor party candidates are put into the mix, Clinton and Trump are tied at 42% each. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio spoke to the gathering.
We need more leaders and communities to take bold actions like this. As a global community, we must protect and value vital marine ecosystems rather than treating the oceans as an endless resource to be exploited and as a dumping ground for our waste.
Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protected areas around the world. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The United Nations-backed court has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes, but now says environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to prosecution for crimes against humanity. Consumer demand, the thing that drives most U.S. economic activity, slowed a bit in August. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month, according to data published Thursday by the Commerce Department. Analysts say sales of autos, building material, and furniture declined. The slowdown in consumer demand may reduce the chance that the central bank will increase interest rates next week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.